This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. The sun's out. It's reflecting off of that snow that we got. And still cold. Hasn't warmed up since I woke up this morning. I don't think it's going to get much warmer. But if you can push off getting out there to clear the snow, it might as well wait. Anyways, we got a call on the line, so I want to get into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Shirley is in East Dennis.
Shirley, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
I know you've been working on trees and whatnot lately. Do you know what a green, emerald green arborvitae is?
Yes.
Okay. I have them along the fence, and I have about six of them. And lo and behold, after yesterday's storm, my neighbor's big limb fell on the prominent arborvitae. They're all about, I say, 15 feet high. And so now I have this horrible gaping hole. And it just bothers me so much because we planted one when we first moved here, which was 30 years ago. And do you have any idea what I can ever put in that gaping hole just to make it look halfway as decent after what happened to it?
So it broke it completely, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Now, you know, it's not the easiest thing to completely just replace that hole. Is there part of the arborvitae still viable? Is there still part of it, or is it just one side? Like, kind of...
I don't know, because the snow's there,
yeah,
and I can't get out.
Gotcha.
I'm 92, so all I can do is visualize what
yep.
has happened. And,
okay.
I can't see the arborvitae at all.
Okay. Well, so hopefully the neighbor gets out there and can clean up the storm damage and get rid of that branch so that we can kind of see what's going on. Sometimes the branches will bend and not get damaged, but when it comes from something high up and it just drops right on it, it can just, you know, it can really break it. So
Yeah. What
can we do? Well, you know, I say easiest, but nothing's really easy, but the easiest thing to do would be to just replace it. Have somebody come in and put a new one in there. You can purchase them, you know, 8, 10, 12 feet tall, but they do get expensive. Now, that would be the instant refill of that area to help it.
Right.
Another option might be to, you know, if the hole is higher, you know, in the break, it's not on the lower part and part of that arborvitae is still growing, Maybe it's putting, a tree maybe behind it or, you know, in that area to cover the hole above, because we're looking for that hedge look. So you look at more of like maybe a tree with a vase shape, like, you know, something that like a Kwanzaa cherry, right? So Kwanzaa cherry has a beautiful pink flower in the spring. But if you look at it, it goes straight up and then vases off. It kind of curves off like a V on the top of it, covering that area. So it's almost like it's covering the top of the arborvitae if it's just the top that's gone. But it seems like the majority of that arborvitae is gone.
Yes, it is. I'm sure it is.
So I think the easiest thing, obviously, would be to replace it. And you can get some decent-sized ones as well.
Do you have any idea of ballpark figures, about how much they run?
How tall are we looking?
Well, what's a 10-foot one?
A 10-foot one can range, depending upon, you know, the style of it. The emerald green is probably going to range maybe like 500. So, you know, and that's maybe 10 to 12. It's also going to depend on what can be gotten out there, because a lot of the growers pushed a lot of those plants out the past couple of years. So maybe, you know, it might have to be a little bit smaller, but check with your local garden center. I know that, you know, you'll be able to get something in there if it's just a full replacement.
Right.
But, you know, if you're looking to do some understory, maybe it's a nice spot where you put some lower shrubs on the lower parts in front of it on your side to cover the lower areas that might see through a little bit. Maybe it's adding some, you know, it could be rhododendrons or azaleas or some hollies or anything in evergreen, so that it keeps that hedge that it has created intact while you're waiting for the rest of it to fill up. Because eventually what will also happen with the lower parts is they won't be as thick. They might be a little bit thinner. So planting low is going to help keep that barrier low for you. So that's an option as well.
Okay. That's an idea. Okay. The emerald greens, I can't say enough about them. That's the right name for them,
yes.
Right? They're,
it's an arborvitae.
And they're so free of everything. They just take care of themselves, and they're such a beautiful tree. And, of course, having planted them when they were just young, it just killed me to see that branch from the other side come over and take away that beautiful tree. So,
understandably so, and hopefully it just really bent it and didn't break. But with something like that, it's hard to, you know, I mean, there's hope, but I don't know if that's what's going to happen.
Right, exactly. Well, I appreciate your information. I thank you, Avery, and I listen to you all the time.
Awesome.
And thanks, Patrick.
Thank you, Shirley. You have a great rest of your day.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Do you have some more calls on the line? So, Nathan, who's up next?
Sherry's in Yarmouth.
Sherry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I heard you talking this morning about seeds, and I put out a cold frame in the fall so that I was thinking that I could plant seeds out there. Would you like to recommend some kind of seeds and when I should plant them out in the cold frame?
Okay. So the cold frame is to really help not just in the spring, but into the fall as well.
Right. But I didn't have anything that would fit underneath it. Yeah.
Definitely. This is an area where some people will actually start pumpkins earlier out there, right? Because the competitive pumpkin growers are looking for an advantage to get those pumpkins growing early, because they need, you know, to get the bigger sizes, they need even more time to do it, right?
Okay.
So that's part of it. You can start in there earlier with some like cold crops, like your spinach, kale, those types of plants.
When would I plant the seeds?
I would say probably in March.
March, okay.
Maybe end of February, but most likely March.
Okay.
March is probably your best bet, because it's also when the ground is not frozen, right?
Yes.
Some people will start some of the plants indoors and then slowly get them outside. But what you want to do is when you're starting to see temperatures consistently getting about 45 degrees.
Okay.
You can start going in there, right?
Okay.
And you'll look more for those cold crops to try and get them going and be more successful.
Yes. Can you suggest, I hear the music, something besides spinach and kale for
definitely
cold crop?
So here's what we'll do, Sherry. I'm going to have you hang tight during the break. And when we get back, I'll give you a list of things so you can have some more ideas. For everyone
else, we're
going to take a break. 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BearAdvance.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were speaking with Sherry, and she has a cold frame. And she was looking at some different plants to start early in the cold crops and what she could be doing earlier. And other than just like spinach, obviously you can do some kale. But some of the other ones to start early would be like carrots, beets, radishes, onions, scallions, maybe even, you know, some potatoes earlier in there just to keep it warm. But what I would be looking at doing is if I am putting, like, radishes in there, radishes are quicker germination, 30 to 45 days, then they're good to go, is almost using that cold frame for multiple seasons and using it for, you know, radishes first, and then maybe putting Brussels sprouts or, there's another one in the top of my head here. Brussels sprouts is a good one for later on, maybe artichokes, also broccoli, cauliflower, those types of things, because they, okay, you know, can go a little bit later into the season. But Brussels sprouts is a typical one where, you know, depending upon how tall your cold frame is, but, I mean, you can pick those late into winter. I've said this number of times. I can't even remember what year it was, but I want to say it was like 2016. My father picked Brussels sprouts on Christmas morning, cooked them on Christmas with dinner. So that's pretty cool, but, you know, the cold frame will help it along. Just, it all depends on how tall it is too, because some of those Brussels sprouts can get some height, but, you know, broccoli, cabbage, those things, think about using those for the later part of the season as well.
Okay. Okay. That's a great idea. Would you recommend putting them in pots or putting this inside there, or because I will be transplanting them, or planting it right in the ground under the cold frame?
So if you're going to be transplanting them, I would definitely look at keeping them in containers. Okay. So you can contain all the roots in that container versus the roots expanding and going into the soil and then cutting them as you're, you know, digging them up.
Okay.
But something like a Brussels sprout, say you were to put that in there later, because you can actually plant a Brussels sprout in there, I think it's like June or July, right?
Okay.
So
in the cold frame.
Yeah.
July. Okay.
And you can put them in that part because you know they're going to harvest later in the season. So you can plant those right into the ground. Whereas the rest of it, I might just leave in containers because if you're going to transplant it, it's less root damage long term, and it's going to make your plants stronger when you move them out of the cold frame. Just what you got to make sure you do is make sure that, you know, the cold frame is going to keep it warmer as well, especially if you have the cover down, it's almost creating a greenhouse.
Yeah.
When you do bring them out, make sure you harden them off a little bit. I mean, the temperatures are going to be cold, but it's like a 10, sometimes 10, 15 degree warmer in the cold frame than outside.
Okay.
So you want to make sure you slowly, maybe it's opening the cold frame during the day.
Okay.
And
it,
then
it has an automatic window opener.
Perfect.
Okay.
But, you know, you just want to make sure you harden them off when you're bringing them out. Because if you just go from warm to cold, you can do more damage and it's not as beneficial for you. So, look at that when you're transplanting them, okay?
Okay, yes. I have one more question if you have the time, Patrick.
Yeah.
I'm very interested in planting honey nut butternut squash. Are you familiar with that?
Yep.
It's the best, isn't it? I planted it, and I must have done it too late because I only got like three of them. When is the best time, and would that be a good candidate in the cold frame to get it going earlier?
So it might definitely be something to get it going earlier, but as it is, you know, a vine,
yes.
You're going to want more space to grow on it. So you can start it in a container in that cold frame, and then early April, late April into May, that's when you can take it out. Okay?
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Patrick.
Have a great one, Sherry.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tens of thousands of Americans without power in the Northeast and New England after a very powerful winter storm dumped heavy snow all along the coast. In particular, 19 million residents from New York to Maine were under winter weather alerts and other advisories, and mass power outages are still being reported, especially along the Massachusetts coast. In the event you didn't know how former President Donald Trump feels about the current Democratic leadership, he made it clear at a rally in Texas last night.
We're done with having them control our lives, mess with our children, and close our businesses. We're moving on from COVID. Whether they like it or not, we're moving on.
Trump also predicting that Republicans will retake the White House next time around, though he stopped short of saying for sure that he's going to be running. This is USA Radio News.
A multi-vehicle crash claiming the lives of 9 people in North Las Vegas late yesterday. Police say 6 vehicles were involved in the wreck at about 3 p.m. when a speeding car ran a red light and then hit other cars in and around the whole intersection. The driver of the speeding car among the fatalities, and investigators say they worked at the scene at the intersection right through last night to investigate. Police officer Alexander Cuevas says the scene was chaotic, but he said, "We have not seen a mass casualty traffic collision like this one ever before." A Kansas woman arrested after allegedly joining ISIS and leading an all-female battalion in Syria. Allison Fluke Ekeren was charged with conspiracy to provide material support to a foreign terrorist group. The 42-year-old arrested in Syria, but has been transferred to FBI custody. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And sun is fully out, looking great out there off that snow. But you don't have to go out just yet to clean it. Still got time. I haven't heard a snowblower running outside my area, so people are enjoying some extra time in. Anyways, we got a call on the line, so I want to get to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Cynthia is in Osterville.
Cynthia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Not that you need to help me, but I've got something, and it worked. I had heard early this fall or summer that squirrels instinctively don't like snakes. So I thought, I'm giving it a try. Ordered a black rubber snake that was disgusting looking on Amazon, and I use a little window feeder at my kitchen for the birds, and squirrels attack it, you know. But anyway, I left it out there for a couple of weeks, the beginning of the season. I'll be darned, I have not had a squirrel come near the feeders.
I think that would be a way to keep me away from the feeders, too.
Oh, it was disgusting for a couple of weeks. But it has worked. So I just ordered a $10 rubber snake from Amazon, and voila.
That's a pretty cool, that's another way to do it other than, you know, spending a little bit extra for that special food or, you know, feeding them elsewhere.
Yeah, and I think that they got accustomed to capsaicin. You know, and I was at a point where I would just put a tablespoon of bird seed out and, you know, open the window and stick it in the little window container because the stupid squirrels would always get it. But not a one has come near. So, but I did it at the beginning of the season. I left it out for maybe a week or 10 days. And anyway, so good luck, listeners. I think we'll see if it continues to work for next season.
Oh, definitely. That's a great one. I might have to try and put mine out earlier because they tend to enjoy the pumpkins that we put out. So maybe it's putting the snake around there. It's even holiday-like for the pumpkins. It's the Halloween theme.
Oh. Yeah, true. Well, give it a shot. Good luck, everybody.
Thanks, Cynthia. Have a great one.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. That's a pretty cool idea, although I'm not a fan of snakes. I dislike snakes very much so. If you hear a high-pitched scream one day and you might be in, like, New York, it's probably me screaming from a snake, just saying. Anyways, but that is that is interesting, right? Keep those squirrels away from the area. All different things work, and as Cynthia was saying, you know, maybe over time the squirrel just could deal with the heat. Usually squirrels can't deal with the heat. That's why they make some of those different mixes for it. You know, over time people have the taste for hot stuff, right? You and I might go out and slowly start from a mild seasoning and go hot, 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 hot. Could be the same thing with the squirrels as well. So this might be another option for you. So that's a pretty cool idea. So we appreciate that, Cynthia. Now, a couple weeks ago, about a month now, we had the newsletter go out, and we were talking about the chores for the January indoor garden. And I'm working on something in between breaks now. It won't be out for a bit, but trying to give some pictures to go along with this per insect and maybe add a little bit more to it so you can get those answers. Because it's not just January. It'll be February, March, and all year. And if you have some of these insects, what I'm really trying to show you is the cycle that it goes through. I've actually found a couple good pictures that show the cycle of the insects, like the mealybug, and how long it, you know, takes. It starts with eggs. 6 to 10 days later, it's the nymphs. 6 to 10 weeks later are the adults. And then 29 days later, it starts over. So it's a cycle, right? You know, I'm finding that on a number of things, like fungus gnats, so quick. Starts with the eggs. 4 days later, it's the larvae. 14 days later, it's the pupa. 3 days later, it's the adult. But that's constantly going. I feel like fungus gnats are the hardest to get rid of sometimes with this. So definitely look forward to that future. I'm going to try and put it up on our website. A little bit of time I'll need because I want to do a little bit of updates on a couple things here because, like I said last week, some of these products will no longer be able to be sold on the market, like the systemic houseplant, after July 1st, at least in Massachusetts. I got to do a little bit more research on where else, but the imidacloprid or the neonics that you've probably heard it called will no longer be available after July 1st in Massachusetts. I don't know the rest of New England, but that's kind of the way it's going. The idea behind it is these neonics will actually affect the bees and pollinators. You know, there is a lot of information out there. So before you jump down the, you know, specific product, really take a look at it because there are some other things out there that are affecting the bees that we need to be aware of. It's not just this, but this is a good way to get the right direction and go towards protecting them. So it's not just this that's going to save it. There's other things you can be doing, right? So by not using a product that has the imidacloprid, that's what they say is, you know, part of the reason. But there are parasitic wasps out there. What else is there? We're not planting enough pollinators out there. We're not introducing new plants to our gardens, or we weren't for the previous number of years. We were focusing on just foundation plants or whatnot. So that's another thing to be thinking about. Protecting the pollinators through the winter is another thing to do. So steps in the right direction, yes. Are we completely there by doing this? No. This isn't the whole thing that does it. But again, there are other products to take care of the fungus gnats and other products to replace some of these systemic types. And we'll continue to be doing research on that. Like I said last week, there's a product coming out that is a non-neonic product that is a systemic for, you know, the one of the biggest ones that has it is your rose and flower drench, right? We use that to help prevent insects, but the black spot, etc. So there's one coming out, and I know it is from BioAdvanced, and I know there's heat about doing anything from them, but the fact of the matter is they have been trying to figure things out, and they're one of the first to do it. So they are trying to be, to help us with the future of our pollinators and the future of the beneficial insects, all of that. So let's do some research, like I'm going to be doing, to get you some more information on all these things. Because I think, you know, going back to the just this article that was in the newsletter, we can add some more to it for you, and that's what we're going to look to do. So we'll stay tuned for that. Everybody else, we got about 18 minutes left, give or take, because we have a break in the middle of that. But if you have a question, call us, 855-660-4261. And that snow we got, I'll tell you, I know it's a lot of snow, but it's a great insulator for our plants, for our lawn, for everything. I was reading earlier an article, the beginning of the show, how 10 inches of snow is like having 6-inch fiberglass insulation on top of your lawn and your plants. Let's think about it. Some of you got 2-3 feet out there. We are keeping our lawns, our plants insulated, especially with these temperature fluctuations that we've been having. Because right before the storm, my thermometer on the truck said 46 degrees at one point. And I could see ice melting. I was out there throwing ice melt on some of the bigger areas of ice chunks so I could be ready. So when I did clean up, I wasn't going over some of those ice chunks, which it worked last night. It was perfect. But, you know, this is... Excuse me. This is what I'm talking about. This snow is insulating our plants with that fluctuation, because right now it's 13 degrees. Tonight it's going to be, I think I saw 1 degree with a real feel of like 9, at least where I am. Yeah, no, it's actually gone down to -1 overnight with a real feel of -3. So these fluctuations in temperatures are going to hurt our plants if there wasn't any snow on the ground. So snow is an insulator. It's a good thing. We still have about 50 days or so till spring. So we want to keep this snow here to protect our plants. So when spring starts, we're ready to go and our plants are ready and they survived the rest of the winter, because this cold temperatures can really do some damage. So this spring, we're going to be looking at our plants and saying, what can I do to help them? I will say this. Fertilizing this spring, once the ground is thawed and you can actually put a shovel in the ground, and I'm not just talking like an inch into the ground, a shovel full length into the ground, we're going to need to fertilize. Because winter damage doesn't show right away. But why not try to prevent it a little bit by fertilizing this spring when it comes time? And Espomas, holly tone, plant tone, tree tone, all those perfect for the spring, because our plants are going to have some issues this spring. Like I said, temperature fluctuation, this is the first snow cover that has really stayed. We need to make sure our plants are safe. So this is a good thing. It's not fun to clean up, I understand, but it's a good thing for our plants. So we have a couple minutes left. We'll be wrapping up the show here on the next segment. And then we'll be back every Sunday. But if you want to listen to what's happened on the show, maybe you have some you want to listen to what CN was talking about 8:30 in regards to what to do with the birds, go on our website at paulparent.com. Click on the link that says listen live or podcast. I think it just says listen live. When you click on that, it'll say listen live or podcast. Click on that. They put up the, after every hour, you can actually listen to the previous hour on there. You can listen to all the different shows. Maybe start thinking spring, things to think about for next year and work with it. You know, put it on your phone, listen to it while you're out there snow blowing. Who knows? You never know what you can do. Anyways, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We're running to a break here, and then we'll come back, wrap up the show, talk about, what we've really discussed today, and go from that, and we will wrap up this snowy morning. So we'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonite help you have the perfect lawn with a new, easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonite Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging your lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. During the break, we got a call, and they had some questions. They wanted me just to talk about it. They didn't want to be on air, which we get. They were looking for some different pollinator plants. We started talking about them, so might as well give some plants out there. Now, I find with the pollinators, some of the easiest to get there are going to be in your perennial styles. You can buy them in smaller plants. You can get more of them because it's more cost effective that way. So we might as well talk mostly about the perennials, right? So I'll name a few, give a little bit of detail. Now, salvia is one of them. Great purple flower to it. That is a nice one to have. It has some good smells to it as well. So having that in the garden, perfect. Goes in most of our areas for zones. So that's a good one to have. Nasturtium. That one might be a little bit more annual-like, but the flower's there. Lavender. That's another good perennial in our area. Purpley color. Good smell to it. An annual type cosmos. We talk about the color and the flower that is in the inside there. That's a good one. Let's see what else we got. Milkweed and goldenrod. Those two love monarch butterflies to them. So that is one that you might want to think about bringing in to your garden. Let's see. Yarrow. Yarrow is a good one. Yarrow comes in many different colors, yellow, pink, white, red, or lavender. That one is a good one to bring in different pollinators, butterflies and bees. Sunflowers, another very popular perennial. Echinacea, hardy in this area, does really well. Tons of different colors, cool looking. Even the flower, the top of it feels kind of cool when you touch it. I like it. You know, there is also, like I said earlier, goldenrod. That's one. Asters are a good one. Monarda, that's another one that's cool looking. It's almost like it's got a, you know, dried flower on the bottom, and then it's got like a hat on top of it. It's kind of cool looking. So that might be one to look at. And then maybe the bachelor buttons. That's another add-on there. So that, just to name a few for the pollinators, I like to plant them in odd numbers, in groups of threes, maybe groups of fives. But these are the type where you can get smaller, right? So you can get like a 1 gallon, maybe a 6-inch pot of these. Plant more to produce more areas for the pollinators to come in. Bodies will grow in sun, but there are some full, you know, partial shade loving type plants on here. But I definitely recommend getting some of them and bringing them in, because that's the way to get them started. And then it's taking care of them by the way you, you know, way you water, the way you feed, the way you take care of your plants over the winter. That's what we're looking at. So definitely, it's not just about planting them. It's about how you take care of them long term. And so if you can bring them into the garden, you are going to welcome in other beneficial insects, not just pollinators. You're going to have butterflies. Some of these you could even have hummingbirds in the yards. How great would that be? So definitely worth looking at pollinators. Now we're going to wrap up the show here. It's snowy out there. Hopefully we'll get out there. I'm probably going to wait a while before I go out there. But, be careful out there. Be safe. Let the plow guys do their thing, and appreciate them, because they're all overworked at this time. They're over 24 hours of working. Hopefully they got a little bit of rest and can get back to it. But don't get too upset if they haven't widened your road yet. Anyways, I wouldn't be from Massachusetts if I didn't say this. Rumors out there, the TB12 is calling it a career. My favorite memory, Tom Brady, was on October 11th, on 2015, at about 4:30. He was playing the Giants. He ran in a touchdown, a rare running touchdown, Tom Brady, and at the same time, my oldest Katie was born. I'll forever remember that moment. So I have some, you know, pretty good memory for him. We'll see. He hasn't said that he's officially retired. How great would it be to retire at 44 and still be in the prime of your career and great? Anyways, who knows? We'll wait to hear him. Until next week, guys, we're going to sign off here. Enjoy the week. Be safe out there. Be good to each other. And hey, get inside and plant something. We'll see you next week.
I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.